Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and well living. This is Lavinia Spirito with Mary Lou Nemechek, and we are going to have a little treat for you. We're going to unpack a little bit about the recent School of Healing that came to Lexington, put on by Encounter Ministries of Brighton, Michigan, and Columbus, Ohio. And it was a very exciting weekend for all of us. It was just last weekend, so we thought we'd speak about it while it was still fresh. The whole idea of the school was, and I think it was actually, I took a poll yesterday at Bible study to ask how many people's lives were changed by Encounter Ministry, how many people received healing, how many people really felt freed up. And it was very encouraging. A lot of people really, you know, we had a couple of very interesting complete diminution of pain, which is what we're calling a healing, is when you have pain and you all of a sudden have no pain because of prayer, and it continues week after week that you have no pain, we're calling that a healing. In some cases, you'll need a doctor's certificate, like when we prayed over our good friend Rosemary, who had all those tumors, and she had tumors. We prayed over her two or three times. She went back to the doctor, and she only had one small tumor, which hopefully has been excised through surgery. So that's a different kind of, you know, just a different kind of ratifying a healing. So when we speak about healings in this context, in the next couple of shows, we're speaking about people who came up with significant pain, with discomfort pain, ranging from people who were sad and depressed to people who had joint pain, foot pain. You know, we even pray for people who had cancer. Again, that's the kind of thing that will be found out after they can go to a doctor, that kind of thing. Okay.
Let me just share one thing with you. There was a post on Facebook. I'm not going to give the name, but it went on Tuesday. And I know this person, she was actually in the pew with us. At the service, and she said, "I am pain free. Prayers answered. I was prayed over at Christ the King and Encounter Healing Service on Saturday. Began with chiropractor, acupuncture and laser, neck adjustments. Goes on and on and on. Physical therapy, all sorts of things. And this involved her leg. And she said, she said she really wanted to cut it off, but got so bad. Now she is completely pain-free."
Yes, and if you want to see more about that, you can go on our Facebook page, Catholic Way Bible Study, where I posted her testimony, because it was...
Oh, you did. Good.
Yes, I did. So, yeah. So, you know, good things happen when you pray for healing. And as Randy Clark says, no people are going to be healed if you don't pray with them. But some people will be healed if you do pray for them. So the idea of, I'm not going to pray for somebody because what happens if they don't get healed? Yeah, okay, we understand that fear, but that's more of a fear of man than a fear of God. God commands us to pray for the sick. And whether they get healed or not, that's kind of up to him, not up to us. The main thing that we need to do is be obedient. So having said that, I kind of came into contact with... one of the guys who started this Encounter Ministries, or is actually closely associated with it, Father Matthias Thalen, when I went to the Mexico City garbage dump. It was an ID 916 young adult trip that I took about 3 years ago. And I know we had several healing shows on the healings, the miracle healings that we saw on that trip as a response to prayer. And he has partnered with Patrick Rice in Columbus, who had already started this Encounter Ministries after a conversion that he'd had. A young guy, very young. He's still only in his early 30s. And the two of them together are just the powerhouse of what God can do in the next generation, especially for people who just yield to him and say, yes, I'm going to take your words in the gospel seriously. I'm going to say, you say, go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, deliver from evil spirits. It's not just for them in the first century. It's not just for bishops and priests. It's for every baptized believer. You know, and as Catholics, we have that instant horror, you know, kind of recoil, kind of like, who, me, what? No, that's Catherine of Siena. That's Padre Pio. That's, you know, that's... some other incredible healing person, you know, that's Father Solanus Casey. That's not me. That's not little old me. That's one of the reasons I asked Dr. Mary Healy to speak on two topics at our recent conference that we had for Catholic Way Bible Study that we spoke about also on this podcast. And it was about, the first talk was, can God use little old me? Mm-hmm. And you can imagine the answer to that question, which would be yes. Yes. And the next question, the next topic that I asked her to speak about was, there is more. There is always more with our Father. It's not like, you know, all of a sudden he decides, well, that's enough for you. I'm cutting you off. I'm giving you all this stuff. And now I'm going to turn to somebody else. You know, he never says that. He's always open. He's always giving us what we need. And he's always willing to work through us if we will just take him at his word. What do you think, Mary Lou?
I totally agree with that. And that phrase, little old me, Randy Clark uses that also all the time. And it was used in this conference. And we have to get over ourselves, because if we wait till we're canonized, we're not going to do anything. You know, God is going to use us where we are. He's going to meet us where we are. He's going to use us if we say yes. And it's, you know, it's an action. It's a will. It's a true encounter, to allow Christ to work through us. And I think it's, so needed. And having been to several healing services now, you know, you just become more and more energized, because it works. It's just like what the gospel tells us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God is good. And okay, so as Catholics, we kind of have to overcome our sort of traditional clerical thinking about how, you know, priests and deacons and nuns and all those guys are the only ones who really can do anything like that in the church. Because nowhere does it say that that's going to happen. You know, nowhere. He didn't say only the clergy will perform miracles. Only religious, you know, vowed religious will have the virtues of, you know, being able to heal. I mean, he never said that. What he said is, come follow me. And what he also said to the 72, so to the, not just to the 12, because, you know, you could make an argument, well, those guys represent the apostles and the clergy and the hierarchy and all that stuff. And fair enough. But he also sent out the 72 who also went about healing, delivering from the sick, raising from the dead, etc. So, and who are the successors of the 72 disciples? All of us.
We are.
That represents us. So we're just going to walk through a little bit of what the, it was a condensed school of healing. They do an extended school of healing on Monday nights in Brighton, Michigan. Patrick and his family moved from Columbus, Ohio to Brighton, Michigan to be in Father Thalen's parish. St. Patrick's in Brighton, Michigan, to just be there and to be kind of to partner with him in this ministry and to kind of see where the Lord is going to lead him. And so that was kind of cool, because during the weekend we met, of course, Patrick Rice, and we met Brian O'Donnell, who is still in Columbus and has a very interesting conversion story and is running actively a street ministry in Columbus, where he prays for people, he finds people jobs, he finds homeless people and drug addicted people, you know, people who have been delivered from a lifestyle of addiction, jobs. You know, he's a construction foreman, so he makes sure that they're placed, that they're taken care of. This is quite the ministry that this guy has. He's making quite an impact in the city of Columbus, and he was our first speaker. And Patrick Rice, who is, of course, the main guy at the Encounter School of Healing, gave the rest of the talks. But what I liked is they came with a whole team. They came with a team of interns, which was great because it was so great to see those young guys and gals, right? Not one of them, I think, was over 25, right? That one girl I know was 21. And those other kids, they could not have been older than 24 or 25. And they were so on fire for the Lord. And they, it was just like they saw the pearl of great price and they just go after it. Like a couple of them actually moved from other places to be there and to be a part of what God is doing through this school of healing. So that was exciting. And then we also met four French people, again, young people, from one of the very exciting developments in France is that even though France is going the way of the secular, you know, Europe and all that, like Italy and Spain and Germany, et cetera, the Lord is really working powerfully in certain pockets in France through various communities. We were familiar with the, communities like the Beatitudes community, the Emmanuel community, et cetera, which have been around for a while. But this is a brand new group called Annuncio. Annuncio, which means annunciation. And there were two guys and two gals who came from all the way from France, sent by our friend Dr. Mary Healy to be interns, quote unquote, at the Encounter School of Healing in Brighton, Michigan, which I thought was kind of cool because they then managed to travel with them. We put everybody up in various houses and they were learning right alongside us. Their eyes were out on stalks, which was interesting. You know, they were praying for people, but they were also like, this is so amazing, you know? So it was really kind of great to meet them, to see what God is doing in Europe, what God is doing in France. Mary Healy spent most of her summer traveling around Europe, speaking and teaching and talking about healing. There's a great photo that I actually published on our Catholic Way Bible Study Facebook page of Mary Healy speaking to a full house in the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur in Paris. You know, that beautiful basilica, which is all, you have to take those steps all the way and you can have a beautiful view over all of Paris. And she is speaking to them, to a full house about healing. So good things are happening. It's there's a lot of buzz. It's pretty exciting. You know, when God is moving, when the Holy Spirit moves, it leaves everybody astonished. It leaves everybody stunned. That's what John Paul II said, right? So that's a little bit about the team that came. I also want to give a shout out to Teresa and James Shackelford, who were the music ministers who also moved to Brighton, Michigan. So we spoke to all these people who had just moved from one place to another just to be part of what God is doing in this area. And they were the worship leaders. She was fabulous. She was wonderful.
She was.
It was just, they did such a beautiful job leading praise and worship and leading just kind of the musical aspect of it that kind of really opens our hearts to what God can do, right? And so it was great to... We had it, this school in the cathedral, in the church, and also in the Parish Life Center on one night, and then for all one day in Heman Hall, which is the parish center, the main parish hall, where we have Bible study every Thursday morning. So it was a very space that was familiar for most of us. And it was so cool because it was just great to see. You know, we invited a lot of people. We had a lot of people from Catholic Way Bible Study. But then because the Cathedral of Christ the King was our co-sponsor, so Deacon Tim Weinman, who's the Director of Religious Education at the Cathedral, helped us in publicizing it. So we had a vast sort of range of people who participated in this school. And that was what was so exciting because it wasn't just the usual suspects, you know. It was people actually flew in. I spoke to a couple of gals. I introduced myself, and one of them had flown in from Maryland, and the other one had flown in from Columbus, which is pretty cool, and just taken the hotel, and they were participating in the School of Healing. So there was a lot of buzz. There were a lot of people. There were 140, 120, something like that, people who participated, and that was for the School of Healing, which was on a Friday and all day Saturday, and then we had a regional healing service in the cathedral.
Saturday evening.
And that was so cool because I looked and basically both wings of the main aisle, the two aisles of the cathedral were fairly full, which was so exciting. I think, you know, it went kind of late, so we had people leaving, you know, because it was past their bedtime, you know, especially some of the older folks and all that stuff. But it was just, you know, life-changing, which is why I took that poll.
And what was encouraging was people bringing people to the healing service that evening. You know, I was lucky. I was able to bring a couple people. And afterwards, I kept thinking, gosh, I should have called so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. You know, there were, after that, there were people that came to mind that, gosh, I should have made contact with them. Mm-hmm. So I'll know next time.
Right. And and actually, we're actually kind of having conversations here about it made such an impact that we may want to carry this forward and maybe have other healing services like this. You know, it's all up in the air. But I mean, God knows we've been given the tools through this healing school, which kind of condensed all the, I think, the good parts of the School of Healing, which they conduct in Brighton. If you all are interested, you can go to encounterministries.us and see the opportunities of the healing school. But you'd have to go up to Brighton and you would have to go every Monday for a semester or two semesters. No, it's actually 2 years or 3 years.
Well, anyway, didn't they have one for a week or something up there?
And then they have intensives for a week every night. But
I think it's encounterministries.us/partner.
Well, that's if you want to give money. But if you just
that's the money one. Okay.
Just want to take a look at stuff and Encounter Ministry School of Healing and various opportunities. They also post the various conferences that they do, like us. Like they came to Lexington, they have been to other places. Before we delve into what exactly we did in the School of Healing, I want to share with you a very exciting thing that Patrick Rice told me, which is they are focusing in on high school students and on college students, meaning they're going to high schools. And I know this because I have reposted some of the things that they have done in various high schools. There was one incredible healing service they had in Lansing, I think, in Michigan, in a high school, 500 students in a Catholic high school, where people were healed. You know, where young kids prayed over one another and sports injuries were healed and that kind of thing. And that's one of the things that they're concentrating on because Patrick was a youth minister for many years. So that's exciting because the one way that we're going to see the conversion of the next generation and perhaps even of our generation, which has become so jaded, is really through the power of God, through science. Right. You know, young people don't really care what you have to say because they are the target of so many competing messages. But when God heals you of the knee that you threw out in lacrosse practice, you stand up and you notice. When God heals you of the ACL injury that you got during playing basketball, you stand up and take notice. You know, as a young person in high school, etc. When God heals the depression that you may have acquired since junior high, and all of a sudden your life has changed, you sit up and you take notice. And that is how Jesus ministered. He spoke, and then he performed the signs. He spoke, and then he performed the signs. So you have the declaration, you know, the proclamation of the kingdom, and then you have the demonstration of the kingdom.
Right.
Those two elements together make for the salvation message, which Jesus had. So the first evening, Brian O'Donnell basically gave his testimony and kind of spoke about the gospel of power and the prayer for empowerment. And they're all about empowerment or impartation, which I thought that was kind of cool, which is where people who have received a certain anointing pray over other people and try to impart part of that anointing as well. And that's a biblical concept. We can call it a sharing. We can call it an empowerment. We can call it a further anointing. You can call it whatever you want, you know. But I think it's important that we're open to receiving more because there is more. And that's the whole idea of the prayer for empowerment. What did you come away with?
He was so cute when he was talking about that because as he was sharing that with other people and they would receive it, he was even more excited than they were. I mean, you know, it's like a joy that he had in giving this talk. And he kept saying, oh, my gosh, and this happened. And then this happened. And then this happened. It was such a positive talk about him allowing God to use him in healing and sharing and giving him the courage to go out on the street and minister to others and ask for healing for them. And as you describe, helping these people with jobs and so on and so forth. It's just the true basic evangelization of bringing people to God and letting God work through them in whatever way he wants to. And in this case, in many healings. And isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we want to encounter?
Absolutely. Yeah. So basically Brian gave his testimony. What happened after he was prayed over for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which as we know is an activation of the graces of baptism and confirmation, and how hard it hit him. It hit him pretty hard. And that was such a wonderful testimony to kind of see
like how radioactive.
Right. How God can really work through people who really want to receive them. And I suppose that's the takeaway from this first podcast that we're giving you on the Encounter School of Healing. In our next one, we're going to kind of unpack a little bit about what we spoke about. Thanks for joining us.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.